All right, this is Congressman Paul Gosar, Arizona. Congressman, your reaction to the president's final State of the Union tonight?
Disappointing. Very, very sad. You know, here's a president that tried to be a visionary, and when you're asking for a visionary view of what's coming in 5 and 10 years, that requires a lawful application, an open environment for freedom and liberties, and this his administration has done nothing but be known as a lawless, providing a legacy of lawlessness, and utilizes the enforcement by weaponizing agencies. Hardly what you want to see for a future of this country.
One of the points that the president brought out was the fact that Americans are tired of the carping back and forth, and they would like to see compromise between politicians. But those in opposition, your reaction to that first and foremost, but it would seem like if you oppose the president, why, you know, you weren't compromising, in other words.
No, it isn't always about compromising. But, you know, this president started off his presidency as having the potential of being the great uniter, and he's chosen to be the chief divider. You know, he's been the principal partisan in actually escalating the rhetoric. You know, I look at our, I try to provide from our office the ability to show people that you can get stuff done in Washington, D.C. You know, last Congress, we were the most effective member of the House. We work and we listen to people. We provide ideas. It is my duty to try to work to get it over the hurdle. And all our bills, six of them that were passed into law, are all bipartisan. And then, you know, looking at the other 12 pieces that were signed into law, once again, bipartisan. So there's a way to do that. It takes some work. It takes some efficacy. It takes some rolling up your sleeves and addressing the other side in the common sense communication style. And I think that's what we've shown the American people is that you still can do that. But what you have to do is leave the rhetoric at home. And the president has never done that.
2 points that the president touched on was the economy and terrorism. The first I'll ask you about the economy. He basically had high praise for his administration and the way they've handled the economy. Your thoughts on that?
Well, picking winners and losers is hardly a remedy for what could have been a better turnout. You know, we've been in a floundering economy ever since. There's still a recession in my district, in rural America. There's fewer jobs. You're getting paid less. The bills are mounting. There's more rules and regulations. So hardly, you know, looking at a recovery. It's weak. And that's why patients or constituents don't find that their paychecks are growing. They're actually shrinking. Obamacare has been an utter failure. You know, more expensive health care. People can't afford it. They're paying their mortgages instead of health care. And hoping if they don't get sick, but if they do get sick, they're going to the hospital under EMTALA.
And terrorism. Obama would not mention radical Islamics, calling them just basically thugs and murderers. Your reaction to that?
Well, you know, that also explains Josh Earnest speaking on behalf of the president today that, you know, when 10 of our soldiers were actually captured by Iran and being held by Iran, that's why we had to pass the Iranian deal. How absurd. You know, and this is an utter failure. People don't look at us around the world as leaders and being scared. We have a paper president instead of a tiger. We need to lead from the front, not from behind. And this president has shown it, particularly on a day like today. His agreement, his executive agreement with Iran needs to be overturned as soon as a new president comes in. Treaties need to go through the constitutional validation of the Senate, not a one-person deal. You know, this president has decided that Thomas Jefferson misspoke. The pen is mightier than the sword. He surely uses the pen for executive orders, but he uses the sword in its enforcement by weaponizing agencies.
And, Congressman, any final thoughts before we let you go?
It's going to be a long year. And, I wish that this president, would have stopped the rhetoric, would have shown an olive branch to start helping America move forward instead of reconstituting the Constitution and the lawlessness that he has shown. So I wish that the future could be brighter, as if we allow more liberties, freedom, competition, and believe in the excellence and exceptionalism that Americans embolden.
Congressman, thank you so much